begin by reciting the verse for beginning the sutra. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法, 百千万劫难遭遇, 我今见闻得受持, 愿解如来真实义。
那我们继续, 这样听得到吗?
Can you all hear? Okay.
有哈? 我们上一次好像讲到门门应该是第三堂门门一切尽回无不回无那回有更相似不有意味住
Last time we went as far as the third sansa. Every Dharma door includes all realms. Some mutually interact and others do not. Reaction increases mutual involvement. There should be no reliance on abiding in one place.
上场有讲了一些, 那我们这次再稍微提一下, 就是我们的心, 应该是透过六根, 那产生的一个外境, 我的心, 我可以感受到外境, 那你的心, 也可以感受到外境, 那这两者是什么? 有相互什么? 互动的, 也有一部分是什么, 是没有互动的。
So we went into this a little bit last time, and let's recap. So our mind, through the six senses, has the ability to eliminate and to be aware of the external phenomena. So the external phenomena and the mind mutually interact with one each other. But there are also parts of it that do not interact.
我现在讲这些内容这是静然后你用你的心听到以后你可能就开始想说原来这是这样子或者说我不懂那你自己的心也会听到我这样的一个声音 那看到我这样的表情你会连接到你的想法还有你的感受那这个当中是什么是有互动的那我听到你的眼睛瞪得大大的可能表示我讲得太深了那我又会什么又会可能稍微修正或者可能再举一些例子那这个东西是一直在什么在互动里面不会只是跟我互动 可能也会跟其他人互动，因为你听到我的声音，也看到别人的什么，别人的表情。那这个每个当下，我们跟众多的外境在互动。
So as I'm talking right now, whatever I'm saying is the external phenomenon, and your mind perceives whatever I said, and it interacts with the content of my words. And it not only interacts with the external phenomenon, but it also brings back past memories, etc. And it interacts with what is embedded in your own memory. And so, for instance, you might have reactions that, oh, this is really difficult, or I don't understand it. It connects with your previous experience. And also, me sitting here by observing your expressions, I'm also interacting with you and making adjustments to whatever I'm saying. And not only with me, but also with your fellow audience, you're probably also looking at other people's expression or exchanging words. That's also interaction.
那回顾就是互动，哪一部分没有互动呢？ 你的心跟我的心那个本质有没有互动? 是一个还是两个?
So that's about interaction. But there are also parts of it that does not quite interact. For instance, your mind and my mind, do they interact with each other? Is it one mind or is it two minds? What is it?
你们可以看到我的心吗？
Can you see my mind?
那我有没有心？
Do I have a mind?
你也有心对不对？
And do you have a mind?
那你的心跟我的心那个都还没有讲话，还没有表情，说都没有的时候，这两者到底是一还是二？
Your mind and my mind, your mind before anything was uttered, before you have any kind of reaction, in that state, is this one mind or two minds?
就是你那一部分的虚空跟我这部分的虚空，是一个还是两个？如果是两个的话，你怎么去划分它的界限？
So the space in front of you and the space in front of me, is this one space or two space? And if you say two, how do you differentiate? How do you draw the boundary?
也许这部分是没有互动的啊，但是你们看到我。哦、这边我现在不晓得几个，大概三四十个的样子、哦、三四十个人，每个人都看到我，对不对？然后你们各自等一下你们离开以后，你们就带着你们的什么我的影像，对不对？就回去了，对不对？那各自的影像，是我还是你的？
So there are about, say, 30-40 people here right now, right? And you're looking at me, and then you have an image of me. And once you go home, you carry this image with you. Is it your image or is it mine?
当然是你可能不会认为是影像啊。你们回去以后，你们可能会想说，啊，华老师今天讲的我不太懂呢，他今天讲的有点深，是不是？你有心中有郭兴华老师，他有郭兴华老师，这两个是不是我？但你会不会觉得是我？
So you have an image of me, and then you go home carrying this image with you and thinking, oh, you know, whatever he said today was kind of tough, and I don't know if I quite understand this. So this person has an image of 郭兴法师。And the other person also has an image of Guo Xing Fa Shi. Is it me? Do you treat it as me?
是哦。所以我在这边讲经，那你们回家以后，你们这又是有四十个人，那我的魂灵就跟着你回家了。
If that's the case, then you know there are 40 people here, and you have 40 images of Guo Xing Fa Shi. And once you go home, then my spirits divide into 40 parts and go home with you. Is that so?
但是你们回去以后说啊，以后不要听他的。你是认为不要听我这个，还是不要你听你那个记忆那一个的？
And if you go home, you say, "Oh, that was too tough. Next time, I'm not going to the lecture again." With that image, are you thinking about me, the real person, or it's actually your own image?
Probably 是你的影像啊。可是假设我有他心中，你在想到我的时候，就那一个是又呈现在我这边来了。
So it's really just your own image. But let's say, if I have the supernatural power of knowing your mind, if I can read your mind, then the image that's in your mind, they interact and reflect in my own mental constructs as well.
你在家里面可能在讲我，可是我在这边呢，那你是不是讲我？
So let's say if you go home and you have a discussion about me, but wait, I'm sitting here. So who are you talking about? Are you really talking about me?
不要讲说你可能到地下室去，你在讲我的坏话，那我听到了，你认为你在讲我的坏话，然后我也认为你讲的那个是我，所以我也很生气。
We don't even have to talk about going home. Let's say if you go downstairs to the basement and you start gossiping about me, and then I hear you gossiping about me, and then I become angry of your gossiping. So is that the image or is it me that you're talking about?
所以我们这是一直互动的。那因为你刚才把我的影像录下来，声音录下来，你就认为我是我。然后你跑到地下去以后，你讲话的声音，讲到我的名字，我也认为那个声音是我，所以我们就又这样的互动了，就是把这一个声音影像当成某某人的模式，你是用这种模式跟我互动，那我也是用这种模式跟你互动，那这样的互动的模式跟一个开悟的人，他大概不会这样互动。
So all these are constantly and continuously interacting with each other. You're sitting here listening to me, and you carry this image of me going downstairs and start gossiping with this image in your head. So you treat that image as me. And once I hear you gossip about me, I took the sound as also an image representation, thinking that it's also me. So we are each operating with our own images.And this is how ordinary people interact, operate. But if this is an enlightened person, that's probably not the way that they interact.
那不管怎么样，你把刚才我讲话，那录影录进去你的这个影像，你把它录进去以后，然后你把它当成这是我。我们的心会不会讲说不对，这是影像，你不要把它当成我，你的心会不会这样子起来反抗？
So this is the usual way that we operate. You know, I'm talking and then you take a recording of whatever I say, and with the mental image, you treat the image as myself, my personal self. In this kind of situationsDoes your mind jump up and say, wait a second, you know, that's only an image. That's not who that person really is. Can your mind do that? Does it rebel?
你的心要把你所记忆的一些影像，看清楚它是记忆，或者说把它当就是认为这是某某人，你要怎么弄这个心都什么随你的变的，这叫做什么，它还是按照它该有的位置而出现，我们叫华住华位，
它还是按照它应有的位置。它是指什么心吗？
不是，你要把
所有的境，
你要把这一个影像当成是人，那它就按照这种模式出现。如果你看到这个影像是影像，那它就按照影像是影像的模式出现，就它有它的一个什么，不会互相冲突。
So the mind has the ability to either operate in the mode where you treat the image as merely an image, or it also has the capacity to operate and to be able to detect that, wait, that's not the real person, you know, that's merely, it's an image. Or you can operate with thinking that the image is a real person. So the mind has this capacity to operate with different kind of modes, and they do not overlap with each other. Both can mutually exist.
我们可以再讲说，譬如说你把草神当成蛇， 然后真的你在心中就出现一个蛇了啊，就是有一个蛇的一个位置了。那当你有点看到，哎，它是草神，那这个蛇就会变成什么草神？这个蛇也不能讲说我已经被你当成蛇了，你怎么可以把我换成草神？心不会这样子的，心里要怎么弄，它就呈现它的模式。
So this is referring to a terminology called Dharma abiding and Dharma position, that they each have its own positions and they are not mutually exclusive. So for instance, if my mind treat a rope and thinking that, oh, it's a snake, then in the mind, you operate with the understanding that it's a snake.But one day, all of a sudden, maybe you realize that, wait, that's not a snake, it's a rope only. Then the mind is able to then recognize that it's merely a rope. So these two functions, they're both independent and they're not mutually exclusive. The mind is able to operate in these different modes.
那也就是说你心想要浮出什么法，什么法就可以浮出来。
Whatever your mind desires, you know, if your mind wants to give rise to a certain phenomenon, then it has the ability to do so.
譬如说你要看我不顺眼，或是看我顺眼，在你心中是不是都能够浮出顺眼的感觉、顺眼的想法，或是浮出不顺眼的感觉、不顺眼的想法，可不可以这样子？可以，因为他不会说啊，现在这边这个什么，我们那个容量太小了是吧？我们那一个电脑有一个叫什么容量，你现在我这个已经什么？已经超载了是吧？现在你要先把东西去掉以后才能够什么装新的，我们的心不会的。
So, it's really up to you to decide, for instance, if you are going to like me or dislike me. Your mind has the ability to do both. And it's not like a computer where it's limited, constrained by the memory capacity, where if the memory is full, then you're only able to do one thing and not the other. The mind is not like that. It has the ability to do whatever at will.
那我们这颗心，原先是什么？是没有能所对立的。那我们现在把它弄成个能所对立的，那个心不会提醒你说，哎，我不是哦，我是没有冷水对立的哦，你不要这样子哦。
能还不能？不会。
他不会，你要把它当成蛇，当成草神，他才不管你。
So the mind, originally it does not have the conception of subject and object.But now we have long been operating under that mode with the ideas of subject and object. The mind is not going to jump out and say, wait, you can't do that. Actually, the mind has the ability to be so flexible that it will allow you to do whatever you want. So if you want to operate with subject and object notions, then the mind will do that.
另外就是说你的我们那个心本身和本质是不执着的啊，我们叫不住。当你一直执着这一个东西为我，啊，执着了一千年，我们那个心会不会因为你已经执着一千年了，我不好意思啊，那我执着一下子好了，会不会？
So again, the mind has all the ability to do all these, but for a long time we have been operating with egocentric.Notions, you know, self-centered. So, you know, after 1,000 years, once you have become enlightened, your mind will do whatever you want. It's not going to say, "Wait, I have been attached and hang on to abide to this notion of self for 1,000 years. Now, even if I have become enlightened, let me still go back and attach a little bit. Now, the mind has ability to do whatever.
我们这个心不会因为你已经执着那么久了，他很感动啊，那我跟你执着好了，不会的，他永远这个什么。这是什么六亲不认的，不执着就是不执着。
So the mind is not going to say, oh, because you have over the past 1,000 years been attached, self-attached, for so long, now I need to follow this past tendency. No, once the mind has become unattached and enlightened, then it's going to stay. It's going to be that way.
也就是说，比如说你把草绳，看成蛇。已经看成一千年的草神还是什么，它还是不会变成蛇的。
So if you have mistaken a rope as the snake, even after 1,000 years, the rope is still the rope. It's not going to turn into a snake.
但是就是草神也不会因为你把它看成蛇，他就说不是。我是草神，不是蛇，他也不会的。
But neither is the mind, the either is the rope, is going to come out and refuse, say, no, no, wait a second, I'm only a rope, I'm not a snake. The rope is not going to do that either.
我们因为心就是这个样子，所以说你可以什么，就可以改变的。
This is the wondrous ability of the mind, and that we are able to change it.
比如看这个人你很讨厌，那你讨厌他，我们的心的本质不会因为你讨厌而讨厌，所以他是可以改回来变成我喜欢他。
Let's say if we see a person and feel like I really dislike this person, the very essence, the nature of the mind is not going to be tainted or changed by your disliking. If you decide that you're going to like this person, that it can flip around and be able to like this person.
那我们之前有讲到说，心中的妈妈，心中妈妈那个影像是不是真实的那个家里面那个妈妈？
Let's say if you have an image of your mother in your head, is this image the same as the actual mom that's sitting home right now?
不是嘛？这个大家已经听的。不能讲过几百次啊，至少十次以上了嘛。
So no, right? These are not the same. This analogy I'm using, you probably have heard this hundreds of times already by now.
但是我要请问你，你现在有没有能力，就是知道它是影像而已？你知道这个观念，肯定有没有能力看出来它只是。一个影像啊，观念知道的跟实际上能够看到的有没有一样？
But let me ask you, even you have heard this many times and you understand it intellectually, but are you really able to use it and experience and differentiate between this mere image in your head as opposed to the actual person?
也就是说你观念上的懂，那我们的话就按照观念上的模式，就这一个等于是说这一个是什么，这是观念党呢，你是观念党，观念弄起来以后实践党还是什么，还是妈妈，他这个我们叫华住华位的，还没听懂。
So that's your conceptual understanding. Intellectually, you understand it. And so it's like a computer file. That there's this file labeled as concept. They understand the concept, and it's quite clear. But there's another file program named experience, actual function, operation. Is your operating system able to match up with that? Are you able to differentiate between the image in your head as opposed to the actual person?
所以你就是要实践党，你去实践点这个党的时候，真的我实践的时候可以看到它就是什么，就是影像。那你打开实践党的时候才是影像。如果你实践党一打开的话，就是真的妈妈，那就是变成真的妈妈。不会因为你观念党， 已经弄好了，那时间难度跟着改变不一定。
So whatever that is in the conceptual file, does not necessarily equate with your operating system. You know, it really depends whether when you turn on the operating system, are you operating under the notion that the image is merely an image, or are you really able to operate, or are you operating under the impression that image is still my mom? So those two do not necessarily match up.
像我一般人，比如说你叫小孩子不要抽烟，结果自己在抽烟，有没有？
There are some people, for instance, that they tell their kids not to smoke, but then they're a chain smoker themselves.
同样的，就是说你叫小孩子不能骂人，结果自己，你知道那个观念，可是自己那个实践党还是什么，还是骂人呢、啊？
Or if conceptually, you know, oh, you shouldn't be scolding people, so you teach your kids that. But your operating system is, you know, operating under the principles of, oh, I'm scolding other people. So again, those two are not the same. Knowing it versus really using it.
我们叫到心口不一，或者是说没办法以身作则嘛，对不对？
There's a Chinese expression where the words and the mind are not unified, and you're not able to do as you say.
那也就是说那个观念党、哦、跟实践党 两者没有开会沟通了。
So your conceptual file versus your operating system, those two are not linked together.
所以下次要请他们开会、哦、就是我观念建立的话，你实践党就要给我什么，给我弄成一样的。
Next time you have to make sure the two, you know, meet up and have a discussion so that once you open the conceptual file, the operating system will follow suit as well.
那这就是说我们那个法就是观念上的跟什么跟实践上的，还有就是你现前的一个修行的力量，还有你过去式的什么强烈的那个什么业力的力量，它的党都什么都在的。
So it's just like that. There's a intellectual conceptual understanding and versus your actual experience. It's just like also you can think about currently this is the focus of your practice, your cultivation. But then there's all these karmic force accumulated from the past lives.
也就是说，你的修行党里面。就东西一点点而已，打开业力档哦，哇，满山什么，满山都是开花的。
But all these different files are present. But the thing is, you know, your cultivation file, if you open it, and there may only be a little bit of information in it, versus when you open the karmic file, there's like mountains and valleys of past karmic deeds.
我们常常要开那个什么。开修行党，可是不知不觉跑到什么业力党去了。
Sometimes we want to open the cultivation file, but accidentally we might open the karmic file, so operating with that.
那这个我们叫华住华位啊，就是什么，就是你存下去，它就会按照它那个位置，然后就是它会，它有它自己的什么。一个怎么是一个空间，什么叫华住华位，它这个是业力党，就是业力党的，那你建立了一个修行党的就是修行党，那不会因为修行党建立了，那业力党说好吧，那你建立那么那个我业力党就跑到修行党了，没那么好的事。
So again, the term Dharma abiding / Dharma abode and Dharma position, in one level, it's talking about this, where once you have opened a cultivation file and then you have a karma file, those two mutually exist, and they exist at the same time. They don't mingle. They're not going to merge. It doesn't work like that. It's not as if you open a cultivation file today and all the past karmas will merge with the cultivation. It doesn't operate like that. No such good deal.
还有这里面它没那么单纯，譬如说 好，我要骂人，我不要骂人，跟会骂人，他这个是一个是不骂，一个是骂，这个这就不一样的。另外一个就是我骂人，你把那个什么一个影像当成人，我骂人实际上是没有人也没有你，可是你把它当成人，这又是一个档案。
But it's really the whole system is not so simple and straightforward. For instance, today making the decision between scolding someone and not scolding someone, those are, you know, two separate things. And at another level, today you want to scold someone, but who are you scolding? The image? If you treat that image as the actual person versus the image as the image, these are separate files as well.
我们把骂人，然后增加一个就是不骂人的党，这是个改变的。因为一种就是我骂人，只有我在建立一个党，哎，好像这个不是我，那个也不是他，那这个我们叫做什么？有我党跟什么无我党？有我跟无我党。
So you scold someone, and then if you decide not to scold someone, then you create a new file called not scolding. And then today, if you scold someone, but then you know that there's really no such thing as me that's scolding and the object that's being scolded, then you can create another file. It's like as if you're creating a file of, you know, with self, and then another file of no self.
可能我们在里面我们没有无我这个党。
Perhaps in our system right now we don't have such a document that says no self. It hasn't existed yet, maybe.
可能不是 maybe 哦，应该是真的。
I was corrected. It's not maybe. It's for real that we don't have that file yet.
你们认为说你已经建立一个档案，所以里面没有什么资料，可是你已经有党名了。
Maybe you have created a file already, even though there's no content inside, but at least you have a file name.
那在当然这个是无我党的力量上是最强的。
But in reality, the program that's no self is actually most powerful.
那所以说，这里面你看。把好转为坏的，就有各自的不同的什么，各自不同的党。那把有我的，然后再建立一个无我的，又是另外一个。
So again, converting something bad to something good, that's a file. And also converting from self-centeredness to no self, that's creating different files as well.
那我们的心的本质是无我党还是有我党？
What is the nature of your mind? Is it self or no self? Which file is it?
哪一个党？无我党。可是我们就是去建立有我党，所以不太容易碰到那个什么，碰到那个我们的心的本质。
It should be the file of no self, but because we have also have this file of, you know, self-centeredness, self, so it's really hard for us to really get in touch with that layer, the very nature, essence of the mind.
所以知道的话，可能想办法建立什么无我党呢？
So now, hearing all these, we really should try hard to create a file that's no self.
当你能够骂人的时候，然后没有什么被骂的他，是不是？还有能骂的我，是吧？还有什么所骂的什么，就是所骂的话，对不对？我们叫三轮体，我们就三轮体空档了。那这个时候骂人。O, O, O, K.
So we have to try to get at where when we are scolding someone, then there's actually, you understand that there's no object, no person to be scold, that's being scolded, and there's no subject of the person that's scolding someone, and also there's no phenomenon of the scolding itself as a matter, as an incident. So if you're able to operate like that, then that's another file called the triple emptiness, where there's no subject, no object, and there's no matter, you know, the incident either. That's creating another file.
你们有没有被一个三轮提供的人骂过？
Have you ever been scolded by someone that is able to operate like that?
应该不太一样哦，那个三轮提供的人在骂你的，你的感觉不太一样。
If a person who really is operating with the triple emptiness operation, it feels quite different, actually.
有一个人，他三轮体空骂你，跟你，你已经证到三轮体空，那你感觉是你是用三轮体空被骂，这两个不太一样。
So, if someone who has this triple layer of emptiness, and then you have also have personal attainment of that, the act of scolding itself starts to transcend and feels different.
通常三轮体空的人，他用三轮体空骂你，但是你感觉是三轮不空，他在骂我。
Usually, even if the scolder has this three levels of emptiness and they scold you like so, but if we ourselves still operating with the normal system, then we don't have the triple emptiness.
如果这个人骂你，他是三轮不空，可是你本身是三轮体空，你看到的是三轮体空还是三轮不空？
If someone who doesn't have emptiness, but then you do, you have it. When you are being scolded by an ordinary person, how do you feel?
三轮体空还是三轮体空还是三轮不空？
If you yourself has three triple emptiness, then you will feel that it's all empty.
这就是佛说什么，心清净则什么，佛土净。
This is why Buddha said, if your mind is pure, then the land around you is pure too.
那这个是它是什么？心清净党。
That's a file, another file that's called the purity of the mind.
那你看到就是世界都是坏人，结果好人，你也是看到什么？你也是看到坏人。
If you have a file where you see everyone, perceives everyone as bad guys, then even if it's a good guy, you still see that person as a bad guy.
那这个，我们刚才讲了那么多，这些所有都是法，然后它可以让你是什么，自己去什么，自己去建立这一些法。
So.We have been talking about all these, and these are all dharma. And the purpose of having these dharma is that so that you are able to create your own files of dharma.
好，接下来我们讲就是这一个色本殊直相，那生缘意乐苦，暗合上中言，明明清足迹。
We're going to move on to the fourth stanza.From original form comes shapes and images. From primal sound comes pleasures and pains. In obscurity, words of the high and middle paths are in accord. In lucidity, expressions of purity and muddiness are apparent.
这里的色啊，或许刚才可以讲说色印的色，或是什么色受想行识的色。
So right here, the word form, you can think of it as form, as in the form skanda, in the five skandas.
那这里面会谈到就色的本质啊，色的本质我们叫色即是什么？也是空啊。
And this is we're talking about the essence of form. In the Heart Sutra, there is the phrase that says form is emptiness.
我现在你们看到我这是不是色？
You're looking at me right now. Is this a form?
是嘛哈，是色。那先讲色即是空，你可以感觉到空性吗？
So yes, it is form. But if we're operating with the phrase that form is emptiness, can you experience emptiness?
可能我们都不感觉这是色，这是一个人。
We're probably not even operating at that fine level. We probably don't see it as form. We probably just see it as a mere person.
我、他、桌子、茶杯，是一个色还是两个人？然后有桌子、茶杯。
So you know, looking at 法师, looking at the interpreter and the cup, the table, do you see it as a form or do you see 法师?Interpreter, cup, and table as objects. What do you see?
我们大概不会是看到色，对不对？
We probably don't see it as form, right?
所以我就要穿那个迷彩装啊，你才看不出来。
Maybe I should start wearing an army suit or camouflage, where you won't be able to see me at all.
我这边如果说用个布把它遮起来，你就看到色了。
If we block off everything with a cloth, then you'll probably stop making the differentiation and see it as form.
那这边在讲说色最早就最源头其实从那一个楞严经来讲嘛，色的源头就是你的心。
So form, the initial, the source of form, based on Shiragama Sutra, it's really your mind itself.
当我们的心，我们的心还是他，在他自己没有，我们说没有什么，没有迷惑的状态的时候，其实是。它是没有色的，它就是心，就是无相的心。
So the mind in its most original state, where it's clear and not ignorant, in that state, there's really no such thing as form. It's just the mind, the awareness itself.
我们的经验可能不太容易，就是突然间你。不感觉到色的存在，可能睡觉的时候可能会有。
In our everyday experience, it's probably not an easy thing for us to really get in touch with that and experience that there's really no form. The only opportunity we have is perhaps when we're sleeping.
也许大家因为睡觉也不晓得，先不知道跑哪里去了。
But when you're sleeping, your mind is not aware. We don't even know where the mind is, so it's hard to detect that.
而睡觉的时候，至少不感觉有色的存在嘛，对不对？如果不做梦的时候。
But when you're sleeping, if you're, at least when you're not dreaming, you probably will stop having a sense of form.
或者说你被麻醉，或是你昏迷的时候，可能这些色都什么？不存在的，对不对？
Or let's say if you're under anesthesia, then you'll probably not feel the presence of form either.
也许假设现在有一个阿罗汉，他有神通的阿罗汉呢，那就把我这个身体一变成什么？ 变成虚空，你们相不相信阿罗汉有这种本领？
If we have a arhat present and using supernatural power and turn the body into vast emptiness, do you believe that arhats have this kind of ability?
好，不讲话了。
Stop talking.
也不用那么麻烦，我们请大卫什么？大卫那个魔术家大卫啊，就可以让我消失。
We don't even need an arha. Let's just go ask David Copperfield that he can use magic and make me disappear.
我听说他是怎么办的呢？他有一台机器哈，射出一个光波，那你就好像就是什么，我们叫什么金钟罩，就是我们叫也是像隐形飞机，有没有？那你就看不见了，是让你跑来摸是摸得到了，可是眼睛是看不到的。
I've read about his magic and his performance and found out that so people say the way he's able to achieve invisibility is by having this machine that projects a special light beam and using the light beam to shield the person, and so it, you know, perceptually people are not able to see the person, but if you try to touch that person, you can still feel it.
那我想我还是从佛法的观点来啊，就是说，原先我们这个心什么都不是，那只因为一念迷，啊，大悲参加了什么一念妄动，有没有？然后以平等法中什么起自他想。
Let's return to Buddhism, and that our mind itself originally does not make this kind of differentiation, and it all started out from one single thought of ignorance, wandering thought. And in the Great Compassion Tirani, it talks about because of this one deviant thought.That it gives rise to differentiation.
那在楞严经里面讲的，或是大乘起信论来讲，他们叫三系六出嘛，就是我们的心一念动了以后，然后产生能跟所，那这一个我们叫无明，就动了以后无明。不明白，然后就产生能所，那这个部分叫三系。
So in Shiragama Sutra and also in the Mahayana Awakening of Faith, these two scriptures, it talked about the three subtleties, three subtle marks, and six coarse marks. And it's because of this initial thought, wandering, the ignorant thought.That it start to give rise to the notion of subject and object.
那三系以后，然后慢慢的，我们说六出出来了啊、哦。那从那个现象界来讲，就是原先是没有虚空的、哦。那因为你一念动以后，那先产生虚空，有了虚空以后，才出现世界，有了世界以后。才产生我们这些众生。
So, because of this ignorant thought, that it gives rise to the three subtleties, three subtle marks, and then from the three subtle marks, it gives rise to the six coarse marks. So initially, before all these, it was just the mind itself and awareness. But because of the thought, it started to give rise to this vast.Space, emptiness, and within from that space, then the worldly phenomena arises, and then from there, sentient beings come to existence.
所以我们在禅修的时候、开悟的时候，他们要什么？大地落成，虚空什么沉睡。
So when we are meditating, when one becomes enlightenment, they talk about where. all the dust in the world settles down, and the vast emptiness is shattered into pieces.
那像我们诶，实际上我们在禅修的时候，记得我们有一次禅49，那就有人会体验到，我们叫什么光阴无限。那有一些人体验到那个什么自大无外，自小无内。
So in the intensive meditation retreat, like the 49 days, there are people who are able to experience the state of the boundless, luminous light and sound, or some people are able to experience
自大无外，自小无内。
There's no external phenomenon outside of oneself, and within internally, there's no sense of oneself. These are different states of attainment that people have achieved in the meditation retreats.
比如说像这样的话，可能比较容易有点感觉说，哎，这个心是可以回到它本质的时候有这样的一个变化。
With this kind of achievements, then we're able to jump outside, and it becomes easier to start to get a flavor, a sense of the initial state of the mind.
像我们在睡觉的时候是不自觉的啊，进入一种你什么都不知道的状态，可是禅修是可以有什么？可能是有次第的，或是有截肢的状态，回到那什么比较一种黑洞洞的状态。
When we're sleeping, we may be able to experience that, but the problem is we don't have awareness. It's all just darkness. But if you're meditating, then following a particular stage and sequence.We have the awareness to return to the initial state.
像有些人禅修，他进入一个那什么黑漆漆的状态，那就要退出来，退不出来，那在那边挣扎了可能蛮长的时间了，听说可能一两个小时、三四个小时，那突然间出来以后，就哭，就是什么？吓呆了。
There's a person during the retreat. All of a sudden, this person just entered the state of all-consuming darkness and not able to get out. So this person, you know, for a long period of time, 2-3 hours, was stuck in this darkness and tried to get out, but couldn't. And after a while, the person was able to come back to the regular state, and this person started to wail.
总而言之，就是这些你看到的现象、听到的声音是可以消失的，可是你那一颗心会不会不见了？不会的。
So all these external phenomena that we experience, the things we see, the things we hear, these things can in fact disappear. But how about the mind that has the ability to be aware?It does not disappear.
当然在这个从完全这个心的本质，然后产生我们现在看到的这个什么，这是不是花花世界是吧？它是这是什么多彩多姿的世界还是什么，就说它基本上是我们自己心啊，因为一念动以后，然后经过不同的过程而产生新的现象。
So the journey between the original mind, the original state of the mind, to this wonders of all in the world, it's because the mind originally, and because of that deviant thought, the ignorant thought, that brings all these, everything in the world into manifestation.
那我们说心的本身本来是无相的， 而是因为我们动，而且我们一直是注意有相的部分，所以好像就不容易回到它无相的那个状态。
The mind in its initial state does not have form; it's formless. But because of the mind had moved, that it acquired form.And it's after that it becomes difficult for us to return to the original formless state.
我们在睡觉的时候，你们会不会觉得说，我们自己本身就要刻意去，要进入那种什么都不知道的状态，是不是？你们睡觉是不是这样的操作
？When we're sleeping, do you have to force it and try really hard to go into that to the unaware state when you sleep?
我都会睡不着的嘞。
Do you do it or is it difficult to fall asleep?
Any other question?
Isn't the conscious mind more to create self, but the subconscious would be more conducive to a non-self or a no-self state?
Okay.
他的问题是说，是不是有意识的，一般的有意识的心，是创造出有我的存在。那可是那个潜意识创造出无我的状态，是这个样子的吗？
只要是意识哈，我们在佛法讲的意识，只要是讲事哈，已经是。懒着以后，我们叫它叫做事了。没有懒着的时候，心的本质通常我们叫智慧，或是真心，或是空心。
In the Buddhist way, in the Buddhist terms, as soon as we talk about the terminology consciousness, it's already referring to a state that is deviant and has been defiled. The mind itself, when we're talking about the mind.We don't use the term consciousness, and it's generally referring to true suchness, true state, 真心 or emptiness.
也就是说，我们佛教会讲什么转世什么成智有没有
？Or we refer to as wisdom. That's why in Buddhism we talk about transcending, turning consciousness into wisdom.他的问题是说，所以意识跟潜意识，事实上在佛法里面是没有分别的，对不对？
有，它还是有，但是佛法不用这种名称的，我们只是说比较表层的那一个，比较粗，佛法讲说粗的那一个心识活动，跟比较细腻的心识活动，譬如说我们在梦中的那个意识活动。跟在平常的那个也是意识活动，那个有那个粗跟浅的差别，粗跟什么跟细的差别。
不过这些事都是不是心的本质嘛，对不对？他在问
心的功能。
OK。
心的污染的功能。
OK。So yes, in Buddhism we do talk about conscious and subconscious, but we don't use these terminology. We usually talk about the coarser level of conscious mental activities.And the more subtle levels, but these are not the same as the mind itself. Those are mental activities are merely the functions of this emptiness, this mind that we're talking about.
或者你可以讲，就是说，有执着的智慧叫做事，没有执着的事叫做智慧。
Or you could think about it this in another way, where the consciousness that has attachment, that's called consciousness, 就是还是事，对不对？
不是，就是有执着的智慧叫做事，哪有没有执着的事叫做？
有
执着的
智
慧
叫做
事，
没
有执着
的
事
叫做
智慧。
You can think of it this way.Wisdom with attachment is called consciousness. Consciousness without attachment is wisdom. Repeat. wisdom with attachment is consciousness. Consciousness without attachment is wisdom. So the operative word is attachment.
就是我穿这样的叫做华师，我穿在家衣服叫做什么叫做居士，人是没有变的。
Just like me, I'm wearing this robe. You know, I'm wearing a robe, so I'm a Dharma master. If I wear a lay person's clothes, then I'm a lay person. But the person itself doesn't change.
好，那我们那这个，我们也说，我们那个心从它本来的状态，那变成我们这个这样的花花世界。事实上是我们自己的一个什么一个选择，那其实你是可以把它什么再倒回去的。
So the process where the mind in its initial state and to this wondrous world around us, this process is actually we can make the choice to decide to return to the initial state.
那现在问你，就大家有没有曾经说想要把它倒回去？
Have you ever thought of rewinding and then going back to the initial state?
应该有些人是有啦。
Probably some of you probably have thought of that before.
但是你要把它倒回去，可是你通常是你是比较习惯于他现在目前的状态的。
But the problem is, even if you want to go back, return to the initial state, but we have been operating with current mode for a long time.
你相不相信很多人想要倒回去，可是，实际上他真的在做的时候是保持原状的。
Do you believe that? You know, there are some people who intend to go back to the initial state.But when they are really trying it, they're still operating with this current mode.
比如说我们要回去的时候，我们说要放下万缘，可是，哇，放下万缘太痛苦了。
So people say when you want to go back to the initial state, that you have to let go of all grasping, of all the external phenomenons. But people, when you are really trying it, some people say, oh, that's too much trouble. It's kind of painful.To do that.
比如说放下万缘的话，那你就要把你的钱全部抖内出来的话，就可能再考虑考虑。
Let's say if you say you have to let go of everything, and if it's referring to donating all your worldly wealth, then people start to say, I have to think about it again.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
这个决定还是蛮痛苦的。
It's really hard to make that kind of decision, isn't it?
因为你一直想拥有你现在的钱，所以我们的心就变成什么？你去抓你现在的东西了，那你就没办法是什么？回到那种他不抓的状态。
Because we want to hang on to our wealth, our current wealth.So the mind is operating under grasping. It's grasping onto things. Because it's grasping, it's really hard to return to the initial state of non-attachment.
好，讲钱可能就是很实际的，就是钱就会不见了哈。我们讲那个不会花钱的东西哈。
Money is one example where it's really concrete, and if you spend it, and it's gone.Let's use another example and talk about things that doesn't cost money.
譬如说一个人就是折磨你，折磨了好几十年了，那你现在就是非常感恩他，这不用花钱嘛，对不对？要转个念头就好了、啊、你要不要
Okay, so let's say there's this one person that has been torturing you for the past decades, and you have suffered a lot because of this person. And you know, it's really easy right now if you say, change your mind to become grateful to this person. Are you willing to do it? It doesn't cost money, right?
像有一个人他在打金蝉身的时候是说要感恩，他说什么人都可以感恩，就是我妈妈不能感恩。
For instance, in one of the past retreats, there's this one person and they were practicing giving gratitude. And this person said to Shi Fu, yeah, I could be grateful to all the sentient beings in the world except my mother.
因为他妈妈小时候就常常当众给他什么侮辱，当着大众面就侮辱，所以他可以讲说他人格不健全，就是因为他妈妈。
So that's because this person's mother has, when he was young, often humiliated him in front of the public, and so that's why because this person's personality has become crooked and incomplete. That's because of the mom.You could say that.
那最后师傅就花很大的力量讲了一堆理由啊，他才什么，才愿意感恩他妈妈。他不用花钱，可是师傅要花什么花力气。
It was only after 师傅 had spent an enormous amount of energy teaching, trying to explain teachings to this person. Only until then, the person is finally willing to give rise to gratitude to his mother. And it doesn't cost money, right? But then Shi Fu had to spend a lot of energy to help this person.
所以说像这个花钱的也不容易，不花钱的也不太愿意。
So people are not willing to do those things that cost money, but even with things that doesn't cost money, you know, it's still not easy to do, isn't it?
那这一个就是说因为我们不太愿意改变现状，所以我们自己把那一种从无相的状态变成目前的状态，这样就是执着加什么加烦恼哈、哦、我们也觉得也日子还蛮不错的啊有什么好改的
For some reason, we cling to this present reality, and even though we could revert back, go back to the initial state, but we cling on to what we have right now, even if the present is, you know, with a lot of attachment and with vexations, but we're still not willing to let it go.
我最主要的是什么？大概我们看不到我们的档案是执着档跟烦恼档的。
One of the main reasons of this could be that because we don't see that there's an attachment file and then a non-attachment file.
像师父讲说，有个人说，我没有烦恼，就是他，就他，因为他我才让我烦恼的。
There was this person who said to Shi Fu, oh, I don't have any vexations. It's him. It's because of that person. He gave me vexations, but I don't have vexations myself.
那如果我讲说，你都没有骂他，他也都没有骂你，然后你看到他，这就是烦恼，他是听不懂的。
But if I, 我试试看，就是你看到它本身就是个烦恼，对不对？ So, but if I tell you now that, okay, even nobody's scolding anyone, I'm not scolding the other person, I'm not being scolded by other person, even in that state, the very fact that you see another person and you treat that as a person is in itself vexation.
这大概很多人不知道这是烦恼。主体的我看到客体的什么对方，我们叫三系，有没有？刚才讲的三系六出，我看到你，这本身就你就在三系里面的，这是烦恼比较很 很核心的一个，这个大家从来没有碰到它，都要把它改变的。
But usually we don't see that as vexation. So the very fact that there is a subject, I, that is seeing, perceiving an object, you, this sense of self and the other person, subject and object, it itself is vexation. And it's what earlier we talked about the three subtle marks and the six coarse marks. This is one of the subtle, one of the three subtle marks.And this is vexation at its very core that usually we don't see and we don't talk about. And this is precisely the kind of things that we're trying to change.
对，因为我们有这种你叫能手或是什么，有时候叫心物，心跟物啊，能跟手，还有什么？主跟客，因为有这样子的关系，这个基础之下，所以你听到声音，可能就会连接什么快乐；听到一个声音，就会什么连接痛苦。比如说，有人赞美你，赞美你是不是声音？可是你会连接什么快乐？然后就是批评你，批评也是声音，可是因为我们有这个什么人。我们说能所，然后心物主客的关系，这样的一个基础之下，然后在你在连接他对我好，他批评我，而产生感受，舒服的感受和痛苦的感受。
So the underlying mechanism, the fundamental matrix that we're operating with.Is the sense of there's a subject and an object, or the mind and matters, or again, subject and object. We're operating with that mechanism. And through that, if we hear sounds, if we hear praises, you know, it gives rise to happy, pleasant feelings, we make connections that way.And if we hear criticisms, then it gives us vexation and we become angry. And that's all because we have this underlying matrix that we're operating with, the sense of self and object.
那就是有人骂你、折磨你、那我们这样的状态我们叫做烦恼，叫做暗、暗就代表是烦恼。当你在烦恼当中，我们那个心的本质它还是什么智慧，你并没有离开智慧。
So if there's someone that's saying unpleasant things to you, you hear that and then you feel vexed. Vexation is usually terminology-wise we refer to as darkness. Even in that vexed state, the mind itself is still wisdom.
那也就是说，你在任何时间。我们应该讲是说，你的心就像一块黄金，那你一直把黄金做成大便的形状，可是这个大便的这个形状还是什么？还是黄金。
We can use analogy that where the mind is like the gold. If you have a lump of gold and then you make it into the shape of poop. Even with that shape, the essence, the core of it is still gold, isn't it?
那这个里面有一个很重要的一个原因，就是当有人骂你，你在心中一定是要有一个我们叫软体啦，就是。我刚才讲说你必须要一定要认为心中的妈妈就是外面的妈妈，这样你才会什么才产生烦恼的。
Let's say if there's someone that's scolding you right now, the reason why we have vexations is that because we treat the image in our head as the actual self, like, you know, treating the image of the mom in our own head as the actual mom. It's because of that that we have vexations.
比如这个人骂你，那我们要不要借助过去的经验来判断出他骂我？
If someone is scolding you right now, isn't it true that to be even be able to define this as, oh, someone's scolding me, you have to use your past experience, your knowledge or whatever to categorize it as scolding, right?So because of your own experience that you know that someone is scolding you.
那请问你过去的经验是不是一堆的什么，我们叫一堆的资讯，是不是一堆的符号，就是不管是那个人的画面也好，那个人骂你的这些声音也好，那这个储存在你的记忆当中，它基本上是以符号，以这个什么资讯的模式储存的。那当你去找这些记忆中的这个符号资讯的时候，你才能够判断。可是你一定必须要把这些符号资讯当成什么？当成人。
Our past experience is stored in the memory in the forms of symbols and data. It's just mere data. So when someone is scolding you, you need to go into the memories and retrieve all these data to be able to match it up and differentiate whether this person is scolding me or not. But the fact is, to use all these, you need to treat the data itself as the actual person, isn't it?
我们在做梦的梦境是不是全部都是符号？
When we're dreaming, everything that's happening in the dream, isn't it just signs and symbols?
可当我们做梦的时候，我们会认为，哇，我怎么，我昨天梦到什么？哎，它是不是真的？醒来说还在，你不会认为那是梦境嘛？你不能那是符号，你认为说，可能，可能今天我要小心一点哦。
So when we're dreaming, these are all signs and symbols, but we don't treat it this way. We don't recognize it like that. Usually, when we wake up in the morning, if you remember what you dreamt about, usually people say, "Oh, you know, this probably means that, and this means that." So maybe it's telling me that today I have to be more careful. You don't treat it as symbols and signs.
那梦境在我们维斯讲叫做独头意识，也就是你的什么意识里面的那一个什么华，我们叫华城。
So, usually when we're dreaming, it's just the functioning of the mental objects, and it's the conscious that's mainly functioning.
那是华城，就是意识所对的华城。
Mental object. There are mental objects created by the mind.
那晚上因为你做梦的时候，你的意识没有跟五根有什么有互动，你纯粹就是去记忆里面的东西拿出来炒一炒那跟眼睛所看到的、耳朵所听到的没有互动，大部分都是没有互动的。那我们叫做是独头意识，就是所有的东西都是从意识里面浮出来的，我们叫独头意识。
So when you're sleeping, when you're dreaming, your eyes are closed, and you know, so the mind is not interacting with the five senses, the eyes, the nose. The only thing that's really active is the consciousness.When you are dreaming.
那白天我们就多了一些，白天我们透过五种感官眼、耳、鼻、什么舌、身、意，然后接触到以后，会连接到意识这一个我们叫做华城这个华城 完全是华城，就是在晚上叫做什么叫梦，那白天就是我们这个什么各种经验记忆的，这是华城。那我们一般人是不会看到它是华城的，我们看到的是什么人啊，好啊，坏啊。
When we're sleeping, all these mental objects, constructions are just active in the consciousness. But in the waking moment, it interacts with the five senses, like the eyes, the nose. They interact with this mental constructions, representations that's existing in the consciousness. But the problem is we don't see them as mere mental representations. We see it, we label it and connect it to the actual person, the actual matter.
梦境是不是我们创造的？
Do we create our own dreams?
是吗哈？
Right?
还有你的你意识里面的经验，这记忆是不是你自己创造，或是你自己可以选择的？
How about all these memories in your consciousness? Can you create them yourself? 有人说，至少我们可以改变它，我们可以回去，然后重新改变。
就一个是可以改变，一个是可以选择，另外也可以创造。
Yes, you can change it, and you can choose between different representations, and then also you can create new ones.
就是我想个啊，好美的，是不是自己创造出来的？
If you think of something, oh, it's so beautiful, didn't you create it yourself, your mind?Created it.
还有个东西很好吃，是不是要经过你把它想象出来？
If something tastes really good, isn't it through your mental representation that you create this notion of, oh, this tastes really good?
还有这个情人什么眼里什么出什么，本来没那么美，因为是你的女朋友，所以就变成哇，完美无缺。
And also between two lovers, you know, if maybe the person is really not so beautiful, but because you love that person, you think, wow, this person is all, embodies all perfections. It's created by your mind.
那这个人，他好坏就是就这样的人嘛，可是连接到你的记忆那个部分是可以改变的。
So the person here, you can connect it to your past memories and decide whether this person is a good person or bad person.
那这个人实体在外面这个人我们就不讲了，那连接到好美，你是不是想用你的记忆？
So we're not even talking about the actual person, the image of the person. If you connect it to the notion of, whoa, it's so beautiful, this person is beautiful, are you relying on your past memory to do so?
所以美啦丑是不是你想用的是不是那个人，是你的记忆，想用你的记忆。
So when you say someone is beautiful or ugly, you're really not talking about that person, but you're referring back to your past mental representations and memories.
那记忆是不是你心中可以变化出来的？
On these concepts, representations created by yourself, by your mind.
那心中心本身就是什么？它本身就是完美无缺的，它是无相的。
The mind itself is already perfect and it's formless.
那我们现在就是比较一般人的经验就是看不到自己想用自己的记忆，他以为是外面是好啊坏啊，这是第一个。第二个，记忆是可以，就你的什么，你记忆的这些 好啊坏啊是可以选择，可是我们都不太愿意选择。
The problem we have now is that usually when we're making distinctions of an object or person as good or bad, we're actually using our past memories and representations, but we don't recognize that. And second is that when we're making a decision between labeling something as good or bad, we can actually make the choice of deciding to perceive it as this way or that.
譬如说我们说你要把每个人看成佛，其实是看到你记忆的佛，并不是外面那个人佛，可是你也不太舍得咧。
Let's say if we want to say everybody is Buddha, we're still not talking about the person as the actual Buddha. You're connecting it with your representation of what Buddha is, and choosing the representation to apply it to this person that you're seeing. But even when it's so simple, it's our decision to choose to see everyone as Buddha. Usually, we're still pretty miserly, and we don't choose to do that.
对你很好的，你可以把他想说，哦，他是一个佛。可是这个人就是跟你借钱都不还，那你把他连接你的佛的记忆也是一样啊，可是不要呢。
So if someone who has been treating you very well, then it's easy to make the connection to say, oh, that person is a Buddha, to see that person that way. But if this is someone who has borrowed money from you and has taken a long time and still hasn't given it back to you, even if you have the power to decide that this, you can see this person as a Buddha, but most of the time we're not willing to do so.
譬如说一个不听话的孩子，或是一个在外面乱来的先生，对不对？然后太太，你把它连接为佛，跟连接的是很不满，都是记忆嘛，又有什么差别？
So if we're looking at a mischievous child or a spouse who has gone astray, you know, it's your decision to connect the memory to, you can still perceive these people as the Buddha. It's a decision, but usually we're not willing to do so.
你们相不相信你享用的好坏是最主要是记忆，不是外面那一个？
Do you agree that when you label something as good or bad, you're really talking about your own memory? It has very little to do with the actual object.
That memory is based on experience, and experience is a reality.
Is memories based on experience and experience?
Memories are based on your experience.
And experiences?
Your experiences are your reality. For example, I grew up with a dog. I was very friendly. I'm very friendly with dogs. And I can always play with them, and they're always friendly with me. But you know, once a dog bit me. So now, I'm a little bit more careful with a dog.
这位先生他说的是，记忆是由经验来的。那经验事实上它是真实的本身实相。那像比如说他以前很喜欢一只狗，然后他跟狗都很友善，可是有一天这只狗咬了他一口，所以他从今以后他对狗都会特别的小心。
这有什么办法？就是一朝被蛇咬是吗？是吗？怕草绳有什么办法？
So there's a saying that once bitten by a snake, that you're afraid of snakes for 10 years from then on. What can you do?
所以最好的方式是什么？被咬了以后还是愿意被咬。
So the best approach is that even after you have been bitten, you still are open-minded and be willing to be bitten.
因为这样是划算的啊，因为你被咬一次啊，结果你都害怕了，结果你都没有被咬，跟我都愿意被咬，那很可能你又会去被咬一次，可是什么愿意就是舒服的，那你不愿意被咬也没有被咬，可是你不愿意是不舒服的。
To think like that is actually a bargain. Say you have been bitten once and you can choose to become remain open and willing to experience more, you know, with the risk of being bitten again. Or you can choose to become fearful and close down and in the fear of being bitten. The reason why it's a bargain is because of this openness and willingness is pleasant. It's a pleasant sensation. Whereas if you're fearful and close down, clamped down, it's not pleasant.
这个不是乱想，这个是我是想过很久以后，我决定这样子的一个看待事情。
I'm not saying this frivolously. I'm saying this because I have thought about it for many years, and it becomes an attitude that I decide to take on when I'm dealing with everything.
因为从三轮体光来讲，刚才讲说，其实你根本就没有对国好，也没有被国咬，可是因为你把这个身体当成我，把那个果当成他，他把咬当成真的，所以真的就是这件事情发生了。那接下来他咬我，你又认为是真的，所以说你老是在谎，这包括谎也是假的，可是就是没办法。那因为没办法跟无我相应，所以就先什么欢喜的被咬，因为至少什么舒服的。
In reality, if you are operating with a threefold emptiness, there's really no subject that's been bitten by the dog, nor is there the dog that has bit me, and nor is there the actual matter situation where a dog bit a person. That's operating with a threefold notion of threefold emptiness. With that,there's really no self and no object. It doesn't really matter. But because we're not able to operate in that, under that principle, so and not able to correspond with the sense of no self. So for the time being, you know, we can still choose to remain open and fearless. At least that sensation, experience of being open is more pleasant than just shutting down.
这个不容易啊，但是我会尝试，就是说，比如这一个人跟我借钱都不还，那我下一次还是准备借他钱，准备让他不还。
It's not easy to do. I admit that, let's say if someone who has borrowed money from me, and did not return the money to me.But next time, I choose to remain open and still willing to lend money to this person and be prepared that this person may not give it back to me and let down my guard.
因为这样我会生欢喜心啊，看到他会生欢喜心啊，对不对？也许就是他也没有真的在跟我借的，可是我不用还他啊。
If I'm able to think that way,At least I don't have to be constantly on guard of this person. Hey, maybe next time this person is not even going to borrow money from me after all. So I don't have to spend all this energy, you know, just being on guard.
譬如说 你有一个小女儿，对不对？打你，对不对？那爸爸是不是下次再跟她打也都愿意？会啊，为什么？因为就喜欢她啊。所以你就能够保持一直喜欢他，因为你就愿意被他打，你才能够保持那个什么，就喜欢啊。
So let's say a little child slapped her father, a little kid, but because the father liked the child, so he remained open and happy to receive whatever. So it's this, you know, happy mind, pleasant mind, that's important.
所以就是说你愿意的话，实际上就能够除掉这种什么恐惧感。
To remain willing and open, we're able to remove fears.
我越讲越兴奋，时间已经超过了，不然不停
了。I become more and more excited as I talk about this, and we have gone over time already.
现在还不错吧
？How do you feel? Is that okay? Pretty good?So we're going to recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of the princes. 愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
Oh, oh.